Item, please.
Item 841, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Energy Northwest in the amount of $8 million for the operations and maintenance of Portland Hydroelectric Project.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor, thank you. We have had a previous hearing on this matter, and subsequent to that hearing, I have received a number of questions from colleagues and third parties. And I thought, Mayor, that before we take action on this, I thought it would be helpful to have a supplemental presentation to give the council as full a picture as possible about what we're asking you to do, what we're not asking you to do, and answer any questions that come up. And I've asked the director and one of our ace attorneys, Karen Monahan, to join us today. Karen, I think I'm going to turn it over to you first, or Mike?
Me.
All right. I'm going to turn it over to the director, and then we'll turn it over to Karen. Welcome.
Mr. Mayor, commissioners, thank you for taking time to talk to us today. We're here to talk about the agenda item and Energy Northwest. This is a very complicated issue, and we had hoped initially to be able to bring all parts of this thing together at once. But we negotiated with PGE for almost 15 months. It was tough negotiations, and we just weren't able to finish lining this up. I think that you'll be pleased with the result that we achieve, and we'll be back on August 16th to talk about the power sales agreement and the other two parts. The reason we're here today is we really need to let this maintenance contract go. We are obligated under our FERC license to properly operate and maintain the facility, and PGE's contract is up on 30 August. So we need to get our new maintenance contractor time to hire and be able to operate. As I mentioned, this is a very complicated thing. We've been helped by a technical firm that's an expert in energy policy and marketing, Energy GPS. Ken Kaufman is a specialty attorney in power and power agreements that Tracy Reeve found for us to use in doing this negotiation. We've consulted extensively with Ken Rust, our CFO. He will help us present on August 16th to go through the financial issues. Cecilia Huhn, whom you know, Karen, our lawyer, Dave Peters, and Glenn Pratt have been managing the effort for us. So on that basis, I'll turn it over to Karen.
But before you do this, and I apologize, and I don't want to seem daft, but I've not been completely in the loop on this issue, could you clarify the steps you are asking the council to take? And I realize at a broad level you just did.
Mayor?
I want to make sure I understand exactly what you are asking for in the order. Commissioner Fish, just so I have it perfectly clear.
We are going to lay that out. Karen is about to lay that out in excruciating detail.
Okay,
and
fabulous.
And she'll take any questions you have. But
Hopefully not too excruciating.
I just wanted to make sure that wasn't the presentation.
No.
Good.
Karen will elaborate.
She's channeling your anxiety on this, and she's going to answer that question.
Fantastic. Thank you. Good afternoon. Thanks for being here.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and commissioners. My name is Karen Moynihan, and I'm a senior deputy city attorney assigned to advise the city on matters related to the Portland Water Bureau. I'm here today to discuss the proposed intergovernmental agreement with Energy Northwest to operate and maintain the Portland Hydroelectric Project. I will address three questions. First, why are you being asked to approve this IGA prior to other documents related to the project? Second, why is it important to approve this IGA? And third, does your action today affect the city's general fund? Over the past 35 years, the city has invested $55 million in this project. Net of cost, including paying down the project's debts, has returned $14 million in profit to the general fund, and there is a reserve fund of $1.9 million. Next month, as the original agreements expire, you will be asked to decide whether the city should continue to operate its hydroelectric project or not. The Water Bureau, Hydro Bureau, and City Attorney's Office will make a concerted effort to ensure that you are fully briefed on all aspects of the hydroelectric project, including the financial risks and public benefits that you may wish to consider before you make that decision. But let me be clear. Today, you are not being asked to decide whether the city should continue to operate its hydro plants. Instead, you are being asked to approve an intergovernmental agreement to maintain the plants, which must be done whether the city decides to continue to generate power or not. As you know, the city's primary source of drinking water is the Bull Run watershed, which includes two dams. During the national energy crisis of the mid-1970s, Council directed the Water Bureau to develop the Bull Run dams for power generation. In 1979, the Bureau of Hydroelectric Power was established by ordinance to manage the construction and operation of the city's hydro facilities. The Hydro Bureau operates under the direction of the Water Bureau, but it is not ratepayer funded. It is a general fund bureau, which means for the last 35 years, the general fund has carried some risk related to the hydro project. Since 1982, the city has owned a hydro plant at the dams. It has been operated by PGE under terms that were financially favorable to the city. PGE could offer favorable terms in part because it was already operating other dams in the region and had the workforce in place to operate the city's plant without much added expense. And since PGE was also purchasing the power from the city, marketing costs were lower. In the perfect world, PGE would continue to both operate the hydro plant and purchase the power that it generated. However, in late 2015, PGE informed the city that it was not seeking to renew its contract to operate the plants, which expires August 31st. Understanding that the city faced a decision about whether to continue operating this facility, Commissioner Fish directed staff to hire an expert consultant and outside legal counsel to ensure full and thoughtful consideration of the city's options, including whether and how the city could continue producing power in the watershed. So what is before council today is relatively straightforward. This intergovernmental agreement with Energy Northwest is necessary to maintain and safely operate the hydro plant, which must be attended to whether or not it is used, at least in the near term. This is why the IGA is coming to you in advance of the policy decision. If you decide to approve of the continued operation of the Portland Hydroelectric Project and the marketing of power generated, this IGA would allow Energy Northwest to run the physical operation for the next 5 years. If you decide not to continue the hydro project, the plant still must be maintained until the city surrenders its license to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which could take 6 months to a year. Otherwise, the city will be in violation of its license and subject to federal city civil penalties. That is why it's critical to approve the IGA. Finally, it is important for you to know that approving this IGA with Energy Northwest for the operation and maintenance of the hydro project will not result in expenditures from the general fund prior to your decision as to whether to approve of the continued generation and sale of power. Should you decide not to continue the project, the city will have access to a Portland Hydroelectric Project Fund of $1.9 million to fulfill its maintenance duties until the project is officially shut down with its FERC obligations. In summary, today you are being asked to approve an agreement with Energy Northwest that will provide for essential maintenance of the city's hydro plants, separate and apart from Council's ultimate decision to approve of its continued operation. Without an operator, the city's hydro plants cannot be maintained in accordance with its FERC license, nor will the city have the ability to continue its generation and sale of hydropower, should council choose to pursue that endeavor. I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have concerning this.
I just have a compliment, Commissioner Fish. That is the most thorough answer I have ever received to a question I've asked before the Portland City Council. That was excellent. Thank you.
Well, Mayor, I want to compliment Karen because she's really been our go-to lawyer in a lot of issues. And what we learned following the last hearing is that because this bureau gets so little attention and operates sort of in the distance with a lot of attention, we had made some assumptions about the sort of public's awareness of what all the issues were. And we thought it was important before the council's asked to take this action that we go back and tell the complete story. and that we make sure that people understand that this is, in fact, a general fund bureau, that the Water Bureau simply performs the ministerial function of overseeing it, that it is that it has operated at risk to the general fund from the get-go, that that the profits have been returned to the general fund, which is the upside, the $14 million. And as we'll discuss next next month when we come to you with the other contracts, including a price agreement with PGE, we'll be able to better quantify for you the risks and benefits of continuing with this operation or not. And you will have all the information you need to ultimately make the decision, green light or red light, as to whether we continue hydropower operations. For purposes of today, as Karen has, I think, very clearly explained, we have a regulatory requirement to operate this plant. It is in our watershed. We have to have a professional operator. There is no risk to the general fund, and this action would need to be taken regardless of whether we continue the hydropower operations.
Great.
And Karen, I appreciate the questions which we had since the last hearing because it helped inform this presentation.
Yeah, and thank you for that, Commissioner Fish. And Karen, that was so succinct. Could I get a copy of that by email, because there's a couple of people who have been inquiring of me about this, and I'd love to be able just to send them your statement. It's very illustrative, and I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have one question. I was listening very carefully. You may have answered it, but I missed it. So I understand that we'll either contract with Energy Northwest for 5 years of actually operating and producing energy, or we may opt to shut it down, in which case we'd have to still maintain it for 6 months to a year. But if we made that decision, we'd not be obligated to pay for the duration of that five-year contract?
No. The contract has a six-month notice period, so the most you'd be liable for is 6 months of operation, and we would go beyond that. And while it's a big number, it's a service contract, and we only pay for work done.
Great.
I appreciate what Mike just said, because, of course, there was a cost of maintaining it under the old arrangement. And again, I regret that. I think this has been a I think this has been a productive exercise for all of us, counsel, the bureau, our legal team, and others in not assuming a foundation of understanding around something like this. And in fairness, given all the other regulatory issues we're dealing with, I don't know that we laid the foundation for this conversation as strongly as we could, and Karen has now, I think, done a marvelous job laying out the basic information. Colleagues, first let's see if anyone wants to testify on this, then I have a request.
We took testimony on this on the 5th, so okay. I didn't have to sign it.
So, Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to put an emergency clause on this, and I'll just read the following statement. The amendment that I would offer is as follows. The council declares that an emergency exists to allow continuous and uninterrupted operation of the city's hydroelectric project in compliance with its FERC license, and therefore this ordinance shall be in full force and effect from and after its passage by council.
Second. So we have a motion on the table from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Saltzman. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Please call the roll on the amendment.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. To the main motion, is there any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Well, I appreciate this discussion. Look forward to further discussions about the future of the Bureau of Hydroelectric Power. I'll tip my hand a little bit. I don't know why we wouldn't want to continue to generate carbon-free electricity. That seems like a good idea in this time. And climate. Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fish?
Thank you, colleagues, for this discussion. Thank you to the director and our esteemed attorney for their presentation. And Dan, I don't want to tip my hand either, but I think there's a compelling argument to continue to generate clean energy, not the least of which is we've invested $55 million in this plant. What I think the council may want to focus on, though, is how we mitigate any risks that come up in the operation, since the markets for this kind of energy
are somewhat unpredictable. I think you will be pleased when we come back to council with some recommendations by the Bureau to mitigate our downside risk. And I also think it may be time for us to consider, in lieu of sending any profit to the general fund, putting any proceeds from this Bureau into a separate fund to be used, in effect, for the rainy days that may occur in the future. But we can have that conversation. Thanks to my colleagues and to the Bureau for its presentation. Aye.
Wheeler?
So Commissioner Fish just hit the nail on the head for me. Obviously, I support this contractual piece, and I'm persuaded that it is a requirement of FERC that we continue to do this, and it's the responsible thing to do today. So, yes, but I am interested in the risk mitigation part of this conversation. That will be something of great importance to me. And while I do not consider myself an expert on energy pricing, there is a lot of dynamism to that market right now, and we're seeing prices continue to drop on the positive side. Obviously, as an aside, renewable energy is becoming very much more competitive, which is a good thing given our city's objectives around renewable energy. But I look forward to that conversation next month, and I appreciate the clarity which you brought to the discussion today. It answered a number of my questions, and Commissioner and Karen and Mike, I thought you guys did a great job of answering those questions so far today. Thank you. The ordinance is adopted. We're adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Okay.